Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The budget session will be held from the 22nd of this month to the 12th of next month. The Union Budget will be presented on the 23rd of July. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu asserted that the budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has completed 8 years in office today. Extending his heartiest congratulations to Chief Minister, Deputy Chief Minister John Aman said, Khandu's visionary leadership has been instrumental in driving our state's progress forward. Today, Arunachal Pradesh is well on its way to achieving the goals of Viksit Bharat and Viksit Arunachal. May you continue to serve with the same dedication and commitment, guiding our state toward an even brighter future, Main said in his congratulatory message. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has called upon state's community-based organizations to suggest, cooperate and assist the state government in realizing the goal for self-sustenance to multiply state-owned resources and turn resources into revenue. Addressing the pre-budget consultative meeting with the CBOs at the CMO on Tuesday, Khandu said that CBOs representing all the communities of the state have in the past put in valuable suggestions, especially in health and education sector, which the government considered and incorporated in the state's annual budgets. He also said that pre-budget consultative meetings form the core around which the state budget is prepared. To convert resources into revenue, Khandu said two sectors, hydropower and tourism, can be tapped systematically to enhance the pool of state-owned resources. He, however, said that all hydropower projects in consideration will be implemented only with the consent of the local communities. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has requested the Union Civil Aviation Ministry to increase flight connectivity to and from Donipolo Airport, Itanagar, for improvement of quality of life of citizens, tourism and commerce in the state. In a letter to Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarappu Rammohan Naidu, Khandu pointed out that as of now, one flight each is being operated to and from Donipolo Airport to Kolkata and New Delhi. These flights, he said, are regularly operating at complete capacity, often leading to immense surges in travel fares and unavailability of tickets for prospective passengers, including in cases of medical and other exigencies. He appeals the Union Minister to increase flight services from Itanagar to New Delhi and Kolkata, preferably including an additional morning departure from Itanagar to New Delhi, daily operations of flights from Itanagar to New Delhi, direct flight connectivity to other major metros such as Bengaluru, Chennai, Mumbai, Hyderabad, etc., and reinstating flight services between Itanagar and Guwahati under the RCS Uran scheme. The Bandardeva police on Sunday seized over 115 grams of suspected heroin and 3 critically endangered species geckos and arrested 4 individuals, including a woman involved in alleged drug and wildlife trafficking. Nahalagun SP Mihing Gambos said a night-long operation at Sonajuli village under Bandardeva police station led to recovery of 5 soap cases containing oranges-coloured powder suspected to be heroin, weighing 115.36 grams. Additionally, 3 critically endangered lizards were recovered from the possession of the arrestees. A case under Section 21B of Narcotics, Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, read with Section 51(1) of the Wildlife Protection Act 1972, was registered under the Bandardeva police station. The 1st Arunachal Pradesh Battalion NCC Nahalagan under the aegis of NCC Group Headquarters Tejpur has initiated a significant environmental drive, One Cadet, One Tree campaign during the combined annual training camp at Nearest Nirjuli. The campaign aligns with the Government of India's initiatives Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam and hashtag Plant for Mother launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on World Environment Day. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.